This is PodTech News. It's Friday, October 6, 2006. I'm Jason Lopez. Economic news was big today. A few key reports. The unemployment rate dropped 4.6%, but the economy added fewer jobs than expected. Consumer borrowing didn't rise as high in August as projected, but economists don't expect the economy to stall. Still, the Dow reflected the tone. After some stellar jumps this week, the Dow lost 16 points to close at 11,850. We go to the rumor mill for tonight's Google News, although the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times have apparently found unnamed sources to back it up. TechCrunch reported that the search giant is in talks to buy YouTube for nearly $1.6 billion. YouTube has been the subject of this kind of speculation for some time. The TechCrunch blog made sure readers knew it was a completely unsubstantiated rumor. They put that language in the headline. So we thought you should know about some other unsubstantiated rumors. Intel is in talks to buy NVIDIA. Madonna is getting ready to adopt a Malawi baby. And in Russellville, Arkansas, the buzz around town is that a Red Lobster restaurant is on its way, maybe even by the end of the year. Again, unsubstantiated, but we thought you should know. Here are some substantiated yet oddly unsurprising facts from a recent study of kids and media. Catherine Girardot has more.
Breaking news today, folks. Kids, tweens, and teens are still watching TV. It may not sound surprising, but that's one of the findings from a recent report by Mindshare Online Research. The company's survey of 800 young people, ages 8 to 17, showed that the old-fashioned TV set is still the preferred device for watching TV programming. Only about a third of teen respondents, 13 to 17 years old, said they watch TV shows online. Perhaps more importantly, at least for advertisers, is the fact that more than 30% of kids and an even higher percentage of teens say they go online to find out about new trends. This is Catherine Girardot in Menlo Park.
In other research, if you have high blood pressure and you're trying to slow down, high-tech cities might not be for you. A new study from eBay and Researcher Guidelines says Austin, Texas is the most impatient city in the U.S., where people are least likely to wait for things. Austin has a high proportion of in-out gyms, drive-throughs, and one-hour photo places, and it has the second highest per capita Wi-Fi hotspots in the nation. And Texas was well represented. Houston was third and Dallas was fifth. Where was New York? It checked in at number 19, famous for its patience. Well, if mom is in no hurry to put supper on the table, it might be good to pull her away from the video game. PodTech's Matt Kelly has this story.
Nielsen Interactive Entertainment's third annual Active Gamer Benchmark Study is out, and it's women who represent two-thirds of the growing number of online video gamers. And perhaps most surprisingly, older females make up the largest percentage of casual gamers, usually playing online card and puzzle games. But don't put away your Xbox just yet, guys. While women are dominant among online gamers, men still outnumber women in the overall video game space by more than 2-1. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech News.
The case against Microsoft just got a little bit more confusing. Security companies like Symantec and McAfee have complained that the new Vista OS might not work with their software. Microsoft has been accused for years of sabotaging the operability of software made by other companies, but the Russian firm Kaspersky Lab says it hasn't noticed that regarding Vista. Yet another shoe dropped today in the bad news year for Sony batteries, which on rare occasions can overheat and catch fire. Hitachi is recalling 16,000 of the laptop batteries, many installed in computers shipped to Japanese businesses. Hitachi and Sony are figuring out who's paying for the recall. But even at 16,000, it's a small problem compared with Dell's 4 million. Last time Stanford entered the DARPA challenge, it won. DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which has sponsored a prize for the development of robotic vehicles. Here's PodTech's Michael Johnson with more.
DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, has announced plans to hold its third Grand Challenge competition in November of this year. The DARPA Urban Challenge features autonomous ground vehicles that have to run simulated military supply missions safely in a mock urban area. Prizes will go to the top three autonomous ground vehicles that safely complete a 60-mile urban area course in fewer than 6 hours. The first prize is $2 million, second prize $500,000, and the third prize $250,000. And they have to obey all the traffic laws. For PodTech News, I'm Michael Johnson.
If your team of researchers doesn't design automobiles, consider the latest offer from the XPRIZE Foundation, $10 million to the group that successfully maps 100 human genomes in 10 days. Now, no matter who wins the money, the foundation hopes the research will make it possible to fight diseases more effectively. Three teams are already hard at work to win the prize. In 2004, the XPRIZE Foundation rewarded Burt Rutan and his Spaceship One with $10 million for success in a challenge to encourage private space travel. But you won't need millions of dollars to experience this space phenomenon. NASA says tonight's Harvest Moon will appear to be about 12% bigger than usual full moons. That's because it's closer to us in its elliptical orbit. The moon is scheduled to rise over Silicon Valley at 6:31 and go full at 8:12 tonight. Rechecking the numbers from Wall Street, these are substantiated facts. The Dow was off by 16 points to 11,850. The NASDAQ dropped 6 to 2299. And the S&P lost 3 points to close at 1349. We had help from reporters Catherine Girardeau, Michael Johnson, and Matt Kelly, with editors Kevin Edwards and Michael Klinger. I'm Jason Lopez. This is PodTech News.